Hello, my fellow book lovers and bibliophiles. I'm Danielle, and welcome back to the Danielle's Reading Nook podcast. Today, I want to talk about some movie adaptations of books that had significant differences than the books. And spoiler alert, there are going to be some spoilers if you haven't seen the movies or read the books. So just want to put that out there. First, I want to talk about the first movie of called Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief. This was based off of the book series by Rick Riordan, Percy Jackson and the Olympians. The first difference is the age. Now, in the book, the main character Percy was 12. In the movie, Percy was 16. If you read the books, you would know that Percy was 16 near the end of the series. So I don't know why they needed to change the age from 12 to 16 in the movie. Next was how Percy's mom was taken. In the book, Percy's mom was taken when she and Percy were at a cabin after a fight with Percy's stepdad. And in the movie, Sally, Percy's mom, she was taken outside Camp Half-Blood. Like, she didn't even know about Camp Half-Blood. In the books, so I don't know why she would know it in the movies. Next, we have Percy's water powers. In the books, Percy had to learn how to control his powers. In the movies, he knew already how to control his powers. So, and the fact that he just found out he had powers and already can control them, sounds a little sketchy to me. Next, we have Percy. In the book, Percy gets claimed by his father, Poseidon. When a camper first goes to Camp Half-Blood, they get claimed by their godly parent. But in the movie, the whole camp knew automatically who Percy's godly parent was. Like, that's not how it works. It does not work like that. And next, and finally, how Percy's mom, Sally, knew that Grover was really a satyr, protecting Percy in school and hanging out with him. In the books, Sally does not know that Grover is a satyr. So I find it kind of weird that she would know about Grover's true nature and who he really is, and the fact that the bolt of Zeus was taken. Like, how do you know? How does Sally know? But these are just my opinions, and that's pretty much why I didn't like the Percy Jackson movies, because they were not true to the books. They were not true to the books. And I like things to be kind of accurate when making a movie based off a book. The next film adaptation of a book/series is Harry Potter. Whew. More spoilers. Here we go. So, number one, the movies don't explain how the Dementors were sent after Harry in Order of the Phoenix. In the book, we find out that Umbridge sent the Dementors after Harry so he wouldn't return to school. In the movies, we don't know how or why they were sent. Next is how Dumbledore sent a letter to the Dursleys after Lily and James's death, saying that the Dursleys had to take care of Harry because of Lily's love sacrifice in defeating Voldemort the first time. Next, number three, Peeves. Peeves is a prankster ghost that lives at Hogwarts, and he played a pivotal role in the upbringing of the trio of Harry, Hermione, and Ron, and he also played a role in the Battle of Hogwarts at the end of the series. Number four, House Snape. House Snape was exactly the Half-Blood Prince. We never really get an explanation in the movies, but in the books, we do. How the twins started their business in the movies. After the Goblet of Fire, the Weasley twins open up a joke shop. But how do they open up the joke shop? In the books, it explains how the twins open up their business. The movies don't explain what a squib is. In the books, a squib is defined as how a magical couple may have a child, but that child doesn't exhibit magical abilities. Next one is who the Marauders are. If you read the books, you would know that the Marauders were the ones who made the map and the ones who picked on Severus and what the prank they did around school. But the movies never really explained who they are and their significance in Harry's life. Next, we have the House Elves. You may think, oh, Dobby and Creature. But there are more House Elves that work in the Hogwarts kitchen that help Harry, Ron, and Hermione with various things. The movies only talked about Dobby. Next is how Barty Crouch Jr.'s escape from prison. In the movies, Crouch Jr.'s escape wasn't really talked about. And in the books, you find out that his mother took Barty Crouch's Jr.'s place in Azkaban, and how his father had to use one of the deadly curses to control Jr. And next we have what happened to Neville's parents and how Ron and Hermione and Harry met them at the magical hospital. I know Neville briefly talks about them in the movie, but in the books, it's widely known that Neville's parents were a phenomenal witch and wizard. And the fact that no one really talked about how they were tortured so bad to the point they needed to be hospitalized. And next we have how Bill Weasley getting his scars. Bill Weasley is one of Ron's older siblings, and he was attacked by a werewolf, and he was turned into part werewolf and got scars on his face. The movies never really explained why or how, but in the books, it was explained that Bill was attacked and Florsil was going to marry him. And it was a whole big scene that was, I think, needed to happen in the movies. In Order of the Phoenix, the book, Marietta Edgecombe told Umbridge about the dueling club. But in the movie, Cho Chang spills the beans. The movies never talk about how Remus Lupin was turned by Greyback. We all knew that he, in the movies, it's widely known, it comes out by Snape that Remus is a werewolf, but they don't really explain how or why. Remus is a werewolf. In the books, Harry and Ginny entered a relationship, and how Harry ended the relationship because he didn't want to cause her pain. But in the movies, it just happened. In the books, Harry and Ginny's relationship progressed slowly, and he broke up with her in the books. In the movies, it was just whatever, in my opinion. In the next, we have how Peter Pettigrew, how he choked himself with the hand that Voldemort gave him. When Voldemort came back to power in Goblet of Fire, Peter Pettigrew cut off his hand, and then Voldemort gave him a new hand. Well, because Peter is a little punk bitch, excuse my language, he hesitated. The hand sensed that and choked Peter's life from him. The movies never explain that, how he got his hand, how he got a metal hand, and it was just like, oh, yeah, he's dead in the movies. And finally, how Harry put the Elder Wand back in Dumbledore's grave in the books, in the final book, but in the movie, Harry broke the wand and threw it over the bridge. Again, I am a stickler for accuracies. And because I am such a Harry Potter fan, I felt like some of these things were travesties not to include in the movies. But again, this is my opinion. And the final film adaptation from a book that was turned from a book was the Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. I read this series not too long ago, and when I found out there was a movie, I decided to watch it and compare. I can honestly tell you, I did not like the movie. Here's why. In the movie, the grandfather lived in the end, but in the book, the grandfather died. And that the whole reason why Jacob went into the rabbit hole of the loops and meeting the peculiars is because of his grandfather's death. Second is how Emma's powers in the books are fire, but in the movie she can manipulate air, breathe underwater, and has to wear lead shoes to keep her from floating away. Number three, how the right got Peregrine and how Jacob and Ember took her back. If you read the book, you would understand that it was a whole fight, and the movie did not do that scene from the book correctly, in my opinion. How, for me, the important thing is the loop date. The loop date in the movie was September 3rd, 1943. However, the loop date in the book was September 3rd, 1940. Like, it was in the middle of a world war, so why change the year? Next, we have how in the movie, the kids, Emma, Millard, escort Jacob to the loop. When in fact, in the book, Jacob sees some kids and follows them, and that's how Jacob found the loop. He was not escorted by some of the peculiars. So that's a thing for me. And next we have the next one is. In the book, Olive is younger and Bronwyn is older. In the movie, Olive is older and Bronwyn is younger. Why changed age? What's so important that you have to change the age of some of these characters? And in the book, the next one, in the book, in order for the loop to reset, the either Miss Peregrine or some of the peculiars have to leave the loop for a few minutes or an hour, then go back to the loop. In the movie, the loop automatically resets. Like, the next one that came to mind was, again, how the loop resets itself after either Miss Peregrine or one of the peculiars leave the loop. But in the movie, Miss Peregrine uses a stopwatch to reset the loop. No. Next, we have Mr. Baron. In the book, there is no mention of a Mr. Baron. Like, there are no names for the white, for the rights. And the fact that the movie decided to add names to some of the whites that were targeting the peculiars and the loops. And in the movie, Abe is Jacob's grandfather. Abe warned Miss Peregrine of a loop being breached, but that didn't happen in the book. In the book, Miss Avocet came to Miss Peregrine's loop and warned Miss Peregrine about that breached loop. There was no mention of Abe warning Miss Peregrine about a breached loop. And finally, Jacob didn't leave. He stayed and fought. In the movie, he left. And I don't, like, if you're going to make a movie from a book that's first in the series, don't make it to where it can end in one movie. Do it correctly so the movie has a sequel. And with Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, they added an unnecessary scene at an amusement park that was not needed. That amusement park scene in the movie did not happen in the book. And in the movie, powers were changed. Emma had Olive's powers and Olive had Emma's powers. No, my thing is, don't change ages and don't change powers. Like, I said it before and I'm going to say it again. I am a stickler for trying to keep it accurate when you're doing a book-to-movie adaptation. And I just wanted to talk about some things that give me the ick and get me upset, because I think that some of these things did not need to happen, or some of these characters didn't need their age changed or powers changed. And I just want to do over, because I want things to be accurate. And I know I'm probably not going to get it, but it's something that I hope will happen. I know for the Percy Jackson, Percy Jackson and the Olympians, there's a show on Disney Plus that's coming out soon. So hopefully that show will rectify that, you know, the tragedy that is the movies. But I know for Harry Potter and the Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, I know nothing's going to come of it, but I hope. So that's all for today. I hope you guys have a fantastic day, evening, night. I'll see you guys next time. Happy reading!